You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, and this is the Classic Rock Mine Halloween Spooktravaganza.
I see the bad moon arising, rugged rising. I see trouble on the way. You got trouble tonight when I see earthquakes and lightning, thunderous lightning. I see bad times today.
I'm saying,
don't go around tonight. Well, it's bound to take your life.
I say
there's a bad moon on the rise.
Rising,
and I hear hurricanes blowing. Oh, I know the end is coming soon,
so soon
and I fear rivers overflowing. Nothing is right, and I hear my voice is out of tune. So don't go around tonight, cause it's bound to take your life. There's a bad moon on the rise.
Come on
and rise, bad moon arising. I hope you got your things together, packing my bags. I hope you are quite prepared to die. You got trouble tonight, it looks like we're in for nasty weather. Thunder and lightning, one eye is taken for an eye. It's bound to take your life.
I say
there's a bad moon on the rise.
So
please be wise and don't go around tonight, cause it's bound to take your life. There's a bad moon on the rise. It hurts my eye. Bad moon, please be gone before the sunrise. I see a bad moon arise.
Yes, it's that time of year, gang. It's the Halloween Spooktravaganza here on Classic Rock Mine. So for the next 2 hours, we're going to hear all kinds of obscure classic rock that'll scare the bejeebus out of you. Well, not really. And there'll be some trailers and some mashups and all kinds of stuff. If you've caught the show in the past, you know what to expect, except you'll hear a bunch of different stuff. So to kick things off, I'm going to play a song I kick the show off with every year. Dig It and Dig It Deep. This is from Germany. 1970, and frankly, I think it's the best rock song about witches ever recorded.
That's
not it. That's it.
See you in the way.
afraid raising the dead ain't within my power.
Will it be all right? Should I be afraid?
It's coming!
Looking for an old woman. She lives somewhere in the mountains hereabouts.
All she can do is take you straight to hell. You go home and you bury your boy.
Some folks will say is how she's got powers.
Who are you?
Ed Harley.
What do you want, Ed Harley? Say it. You're looking for vengeance. Vengeance. Say it. There's no graveyard way back deep in them woods. The thing you're looking for is in there.
It was an accident.
It's gotta run its course. Now it begins. It begins. It begins.
This is the legend of the Woolly Swamp. The old man lived in the Woolly Swamp back in Booger Woods. He never did do a lot of harm in the world, but he never did do no good. And people didn't think too much of him. They all thought he acted funny. But the old man didn't care about people anyway. All he cared about was his money. He'd stuff it all down into mason jars and he'd bury it all around. And on certain nights when the moon was right, he'd dig it up out of the ground. And he'd pour it all out on the floor of his shack and he'd run his fingers through it. Yeah, Lucius Clay was a greedy old man, and that's all that there was to it. Now, the Kegler boys, they was white trash. They lived over on Carver's Creek. They was mean as a snake and sneaky like a cat and belligerent when they speak. Well, one night, the oldest brother said, "Y'all meet me in the Woolly Swamp later, and we'll take old Lucius's money and we'll feed him to the alligators." Well, they found the old man out in the back with a shovel in his hand. 13 rusty mason jars he just dug up out of the sand. And they all went crazy and they beat the old man and they picked him up off of the ground. They threw him in the swamp and they stood there and laughed when the black water sucked him down. Well, they turned around and headed back to the shack and they picked up the money and ran. But they hadn't gone nowhere when they realized they was running in quicksand. And they struggled and they screamed, but they couldn't get away. And then just before they went under, they could hear that old man laughing in a voice just as loud as thunder. That must have been 50 years ago, but you can go by there yet. And there's a spot in the yard in the back of that shack where the ground is always wet. And on certain nights when the moon is right down by the dark footpath, well, you can hear three young men screaming and you can hear one old man laugh. Now, if you ever go back in the Woolly Swamps, you better not go at night. See, there's things out there in the middle of them woods that make a strong man die from fright. There's things that crawl, and there's things that fly, and there's things that creep around on the ground. And they say the ghost of old Lucius Clay gets up and he walks around, but I couldn't believe it. I just had to find out for myself. I could not conceive it. I never would listen to nobody else. I couldn't believe it. I just had to find out for myself that there's some things in this world you just can't explain. Yeah, there's just some things in this world you just can't explain.
Okay, that was spoken word. That was T-Tong, the legend of Woolly Swamp. That was very cool. Before that, Pumpkinhead, the trailer. What you looking for, Ed Harley? I can't do the voice. Before that, The Ghost with Night of the Warlock off of When You're Dead, 1 Second. That's from 1970. Those guys were from the UK. And The Witch started us off by The Rattles off The Witch album from 1970. All of which means you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is the Classic Rock Mine Halloween Spooktravaganza. And we are going to keep things going by going. Dig it, and don't be scared.
Dracula, I bid you welcome.
A master vampire, able to walk in the sun, unstoppable, unless we stop him.
Tonight, See, the thing is, we know vampires are stalking the earth. We also know there's a god, too.
We just don't understand him.
The support of a friend gives someone dealing with a mental illness a greater chance at recovery. For more information, go to whatadifference.org. Brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and WMFO Medford.
It certainly is a big bun.
That's a very big bun.
Yes, that is a very big bun. But where's the blood?
can't believe I sucked that whole thing.
this.
Surcease of sorrow, sorrow for the lost, the Lord, for the weak and weary over many a quaint and curious pile of catamore. While I nodded, merely napping, suddenly there came a tapping, as of someone gently rapping, rapping at my chamber door. "'Tis a visitor," I muttered, tapping at my chamber door. Only this and nothing. Distinctly, I remember it was in the bleak December, and each separate dying ember wrought its ghost upon the floor. Eagerly I wished the morrow, vainly I had sought to borrow from my books surcease of sorrow, sorrow for the lost Lenore, for the rare and radiant maiden whom the angels name Lenore. Nameless here forever. And the silken, sad, uncertain rustling of each purple curtain filled me with fantastic terrors never felt before. So that now, to still the beating of my heart, I stood repeating, "'Tis some visitor entreating entrance at my chamber door. Some late visitor entreating entrance at my chamber door. This it is, and nothing. Presently my soul grew stronger, hesitating then no longer. "Sir," said I, "or madam, truly your forgiveness I implore.
Upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered weak and weary, over many a quaint and curious volume of forgotten lore. While I nodded, nearly napping, suddenly there came a tapping, as of someone gently rapping, rapping at my chamber door. 'Tis some visitor," I muttered, tapping at my chamber door. "Only this, and nothing more." Distinctly I remember it was in the bleak December, and each separate dying ember wrought its ghost upon the floor. Eagerly I wished the morrow. Vainly I had sought to borrow from my books surcease of sorrow, sorrow for the lost Lenore. The rare and radiant maiden whom the angels name Lenore, nameless here forevermore. And the silken, sad, uncertain rustling of each purple curtain thrilled me, filled me with fantastic terrors never felt before, so that now, to still the beating of my heart, I stood repeating,
and curious to some visitor, forgotten entrance, while I nodded, nearly napping, suddenly there came a tapping, as of someone gently rapping at my chamber door. "'Tis some visitor," I muttered, "tapping at my chamber door. Only this and nothing more." Distinctly I remember it was in the bleak December, and each separate dying ember brought its ghost upon the floor. Eagerly I wished the morrow, vainly I had sought to borrow from my books surcease of sorrow.
At my chamber door, that I scarce was sure I heard you. Here, I opened wide the door. Darkness, even more. Deep into that darkness peering. Long I stood there wondering, fearing, doubting, dreaming dreams no mortal ever dared to dream before, but the silence was unbroken. The stillness gave no time.
Returning all my soul within me burning. Soon again I heard a tapping, something louder than before. Surely, said I, surely that is something at my window lattice. Let me see then what thereat is and this mystery explore. Let my heart be still a moment and this mystery explore. 'Tis the wind and nothing more.
Raven, sitting, lonely on the pallet vast, spoke only that one word, as if his soul, in that one word, heated up poor. Nothing farther than he uttered, not a feather than he fluttered, till I scarcely more than muttered, other friends have flown before. On the morrow, he will leave me, as my hopes have flown before. Then, the bird said, nevermore. Startled by the stillness broken by reply so aptly spoken, doubtless, said I, what it utters is its only stock in store, caught from some unhappy master whom unmerciful disaster followed fast and followed faster till his songs one burden bore, till the dirges of his hope that melancholy burden bore of never. Nevermore. But the raven, still beguiled
of the saintly days of yore, not the least obeisance made he, not a minute stopped or stayed he, but with mien of lord or lady, perched upon my chamber door, perched upon a bust of palace, just above my chamber door, perched and sat and nothing more. Then this ebony friend beguiled it,
but no soul expressing to the fowl whose fiery eyes now burned into my bosom's core. This and more I sat divining, with my head at ease reclining on the cushion's velvet lining that the lamplight gloated o'er. But whose velvet? Wretch, I cried, thy God hath lent thee, by these angels that sent thee respite, respite and protect thee from the night.
The boy cursed me shorn and shaven. said, arch or no craven, ghastly grim, an ancient raven wandering from the nightly shore. Tell me what thy lordly name is on the night's Plutonian shore. Quoth the raven, ungainly fowl to hear discourse so plainly, while its answer little meaning, little relevancy bore. The weak cannot help agreeing that no living human being ever yet was blessed.
I shrieked, upstarting, get thee back into the tempest, and the night's Plutonian shore. Leave no black plume as a token of that lie thy soul had spoken. Leave my loneliness unbroken, quit the bust above my door, take thy
feet. Open here up along the shutter, when with many a flirt and flutter, in them stepped a stately raven of the stately days of yore. Not the least obeisance made he, not a minute
is in his soul, and that one word he did outpour. Nothing farther than he uttered, not a feather than he fluttered, till I scarcely more than muttered. Other friends have flown before, on the morrow he will leave me as my hopes have flown before. Then the birds said, startled at the stillness broken by reply so aptly spoken, doubtless said I, what it utters is only stock and store, caught from some unhappy master, whom unmerciful disaster followed fast and followed faster.
His motivation strikes at exactly 4:32 p.m.
The dirges of his hope, that melancholy burden bore, of never, never more. But the raven still beguiling all
on the night Plutonian shore,
straight
for the raven, nevermore.
Then upon the velvet sinking, I betook myself to linking fancy unto fancy, thinking what this ominous bird of yore, what this grim, gaunt, ungainly, ghastly, and ominous bird of yore meant in croaking nevermore. This I sat engaged in guessing, but no syllable expressing to the fowl whose fiery eyes now burned into my bosom's core. This and more I sat divining with my head at ease reclining on the cushion's velvet lining that the lamplight gloated o'er. But whose velvet violet lining with the lamplight gloating o'er, she shall press. Ah, nevermore. Then methought the air grew denser, perfume from an unseen censer swung by a seraphim whose footfalls tinkled on the tufted floor. Wretch, I cried, thy God hath lent thee by these angels he hath sent thee respite